Oren Simon Tuf Pei Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber. So after you say B'Halel, then you drink the fourth cup, leaning without a bracha beforehand. That's the opinion of the Mechaber, but the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that you do make a bracha on the fourth cup. Then you say the bracha chorna v'ala gefen afterwards, which goes on the fourth cup and the third cup. The Mishnah Berurah comments that there are different piyutim that we are nohig to say, like Azrov Nisim. So those, the Mishnah Berurah says, should be said after the drinking of the fourth cup because they're only a minog, while the Maharam would drink the fourth cup after the piyutim and after kilo na'eh, so that he wouldn't be thirsty when he went to sleep. He wanted to make sure that he had the last cup at the end, so that he would not be thirsty before going to sleep. The minhag is on the first night to say Azrov Nisim, and on the second night to say Ometz Gvura Secha. Some say both on both nights. The minhag of Chassidim Anshei Maisa, the Kav HaChaim writes, is to say Shir HaShirim after the Haggadah, because it's Zman Cheres and Eit HaZamir Higia, and he adds that it should be said in a happy tone, because all the worlds are lit up on this night. The Chayyadim writes, another reason, because Shir HaShirim relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's why one should say Shir HaShirim after the Haggadah. The Mechaber continues, if you drank the fourth cup without leaning, then you need to drink again while leaning. Where earlier the Ramah was machria that since for us we don't normally lean the rest of the year, so if you didn't lean when drinking the fourth cup, you would not need to drink again. The Mechaber continues, when you are drinking the fourth cup again, if you didn't lean, where the Mechaber holds that you have to drink again to lean, so that you would need to make a new Bori Priya Gefen, because you weren't planning on drinking again once you drank your fourth cup. The Ramah is, some say that you should say the line of Shvoch Chamascha before continuing Halel, and to open the door while saying this in order to recognize that this is a night where we are protected. And because of our belief and our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's protecting us, so therefore he should bring the Mashiach and that's a chus, and he should take out his anger on the other nations. Rav Nevensol comments in his Haggadah that another reason that people open up the door is for Eliyahu HaNavi to show our Amunah that Eliyahu is going to come as well, that Mashiach is going to come soon enough. And because of this, at this time, the Mishnah Berurah brings a minug to pour another kos, which we call the kos shel Eliyahu HaNavi, once again to be merames that we really believe that just as Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, he's going to take us out of this gullus as well. And it is because of this that the Rav Vosner says the ideal time to pour the cup is to pour it when pouring the fourth cup, whereas the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch already brings this halacha by Kadesh, so some pour it already earlier. At the time of Shulchan Mascha, the Aruch HaShulchan says that one should stand and even say Baruch Haba, once again to show we really believe Mashiach is coming. Rav Yashav as well used to stand, whereas the Chazon Ish and Rav Vosner used to sit for Shulchan Mascha. The Ramah finishes off, you're able to finish the halal even in a place where you didn't eat, because once you've benched and you've drank all the cups, so then it's okay to say halal elsewhere, if you want to. Simon Tov Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, Achar Arba Kosos, after the drinking of the four cups, Eino Rasha Lishtos Yayin Elamayim, you are now only allowed to drink water. There's a couple different reasons given for this. The Mishnah Berurah brings the different reasons. Some say it's because there is a mitzvah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the halachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim all night, as long as you haven't fallen asleep. As we discussed, it doesn't mean to mamish fall asleep. It means just to get very tired, because it can't mean to fall asleep mamish there, because you still have to say Shema. But since this halacha exists, that you're supposed to continue saying those halachas even after the Seder, so that's why you shouldn't drink any more wine, to make sure that you don't get too drunk, and then you won't be able to fulfill this mitzvah anymore. According to this, the Mishnah Berurah says it's dafka, an alcoholic drink. But others say that the reason you're not supposed to drink is so that it doesn't look like you're adding on to the four cups, because it looks like you're starting a new meal. And if this would be the case, then even non-alcoholic drinks, as long as it's Chamer Medina, would be a problem if it looks like you're starting a new meal with a new kos. Others say that the reason is so that you don't lose the tam matzah that's in your mouth by drinking anything. Just like we said that you're not allowed to eat after the Seder, so too you're not allowed to drink. And then if this were the case, then it would apply to all drinks, even if it is not Chamer Medina and even if it's non-alcoholic. And since the Mechaber and the Rama don't really explain, it sounds like they want to be Machmir like all the reasons, and therefore you should really not drink anything besides water. If there is a Tzorech Gadol, so then you'd be able to rely on the other reasons and just have something that's non-alcoholic. The Rama adds, V'chol amashkin dinan kiyayin, all drinks have the status of wine, as we said. Umishu istinis, otayiv harbet lishtos, if someone is extremely finicky, they're unable to handle not drinking, they need to drink something, yachol lishtos kos chamishi, they would be able to drink a fifth cup of wine, v'yomer alav halal gadol, and say halal gadol on this, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that we've never seen anyone do something like this.